This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. So we are going to talk about DC arrests and cleaning out the deep state. We're going to do some emails. We're going to talk about the failures of communism in New York City. All that and so much more in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, so before I get to what J.D. Vance said and what this guy on the news said, let's just again go over how they got everything, how they got our institutions. They focused. They tried. It's really that simple. They knew it would not be fast. They knew it would not be easy. American communists were always on the outs because our system that values freedom, it's exactly the opposite of what they want. Don't ever let these people tell you they're as American as you are. The American system is the polar opposite of a communist system. So they knew they couldn't ever take over. They couldn't complete their revolution from the street corner. You had to get off the streets. You had to get into the institutions. And they started marching. Through our colleges, like we talked about earlier in the show, through the corporations, through the government. Eventually, they got into the government. But the communist can't control himself and doesn't even try to. He only believes in getting power to use power. Get power, use power. Get power, use power. Now, when you combine that with the fact that it's almost impossible to fire, arrest, and imprison government employees, that is a very, very dangerous place to be as a country, because when you give government employees what amounts to a get-out-of-jail-free card and your government employees happen to be communists trying to burn the country down, that puts you in quite a spot, right? Well, that's where we are. So under Joe Biden, Barack Obama built this car, I should point out. This sports car that Joe Biden drove, Barack Obama built it. 8 years, he was... Barack Obama, I give him a lot of credit, but keep in mind, a lot of the credit should go to the communists around him. They're really the brainchild of a lot of this stuff. That's the Anita Dunns, the Lisa Monacos, these types, Victoria Nuland, these types are committed America-hating communists. And along with Barack Obama, they spent 8 years not just putting people into place in the government, putting systems into place in the government, systems that reward communism, that will punish Republicans and protect Democrats. Those systems, having marinated for 12 years because there was no draining of the swamp during Trump 1.0, so they had 12 years to entrench themselves, promote themselves, and then they stole an election, and Joe Biden becomes president of the United States of America. Joe Biden, not a functional human being. All the communists who built the car, they built the sports car under Barack Obama. Pretty much every one of them came right back to the White House, and it was time to get in it, fire it up, and see what she can do. And they did. They looked around and said, well, what if we just sent the CIA after Republicans? What could stop us? Hey, what if we sent the FBI into the churches? Do you think they could stop us? You think they would even find out? Hey, what if we sent a SWAT team after pro-lifers? After all, they overturned Roe versus Wade. Let's teach them a lesson. Oh, what's that? Donald Trump's going to run again? Well, we have the FBI. We have all these different seats in New York. What Why don't we just arrest them? That's how communists think. That's how they think. And by the way, did I just say that's how they thought? No, that's not what I said. That's how they think. I'll ask you again. Do you have a Democrat you know? Do you know a Democrat that has expressed the tiniest amount of regret that they used their position of power to arrest their political opponent? I have never, not one time, we get thousands of emails a day. I have yet to get a single email from somebody who knows a Democrat who says that was probably wrong. The Democrat in your life doesn't think they were wrong. The only ones I've ever gotten were, well, they're mad it didn't work. My mom is a Democrat and she's mad that he still won. Maybe it backfired and they didn't win. None of these people think what they did was wrong. You get power, you arrest your political opponents. Okay, so what do we do about that? It's not that they thought that way, they think that way. How do we deal with that? I mean, these people, they're going to do it all again and worse.
Next time we win power, we're going to drive that car like we stole it. We're going to legalize every dreamer's parent.
Well, we have to punish the last ones. The only way to give these people a second thought is to punish them. We have to punish the ones who committed crimes with their office. And as I have said, and I'm going to keep repeating, if you can't go to prison for sending the CIA after your Republican opponents, then government people simply can't go to prison, and the country shouldn't exist anymore. That is one of the worst crimes I've ever heard in my life, to take the Central Intelligence Agency and use it for political reasons. That is just, people have to go to prison. But I'm a cynic like you are. These people never go to prison. Remember Kevin Kleinsmith? Maybe you don't remember. FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith? You see, they kept getting FISA warrants. It should be a very difficult thing to get a FISA warrant. He lied on purpose, not an accident. He lied on a FISA warrant so they could violate the civil rights of an American citizen. He still practices law. That guy should be in prison the rest of his life. He still practices law. We're used to them getting away with everything. But I hear things like this out of the vice president. Gives me hope.
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. It's one thing for me to say it. Yeah, I realize when I say it, it does put some pressure on them. I get that. Okay, but it's one thing for a normal person to say it. For the vice president of the United States of America to come out and say it, I think it's going to happen. Because think about the pressure that puts on Pam Bondi. How could she possibly get away with not indicting people now when the vice president says, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming? Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Bronco can say a lot of things, but when the vice president steps up and says it, he has to know what's coming. I don't think J.D. Vance, remember, he's a very sharp guy. I don't think J.D. Vance would say that on camera unless he knew indictments were coming. I think they're coming. And I think these people are afraid, and they should be. This guy, Ken Delanian, some dirty communist, this was him on MSNBC. He says something really revealing here. Listen to this.
His continued employment in the Bureau, as well as Jensen and some of these other people, provided a little bit of hope that it was possible to dissent from some aspect of Trump administration policy, or at least to push back and keep your job. Well, that day is over. The message has been sent very clearly. And morale inside the FBI, guys, is about as low as I've ever heard it described as I talk to people.
I'm going to play that one more time. Brian Driscoll and Steve Jensen, two scumbag FBI agents, got fired by Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Listen to what he says again. Listen closely. Listen to how these people think.
His continued employment in the Bureau, as well as Jensen and some of these other people, provided a little bit of hope that it was possible to dissent from some aspect of Trump administration policy, or at least to push back and keep your job. Well, that's
exactly why Trump 1.0 was not that successful, and Trump 2.0 has been wildly successful, because he left all those people into place, and communists, when they're in those places, they feel like they're entitled to do whatever they want for the revolution, no matter what the president says. Now, what do you mean I have to do what the boss says? I can't rebel? But that's who I am. Morale's super low. My hopes are getting up. Morale may be low there. It's high with me. Let's talk about Legacy Box. What kind of pictures do you have on your phone? Movies do you have on your phone? Think about this. Just walk through this with me. Everyone has a phone where you have albums on it, right? Everyone has a phone. What if that wedding album was on your phone? Ah, but Jesse, they're just hard pictures. No, I know. Let Legacy Box digitize them for you. That baby book, digitize it and put it on your phone. Those home movies, they are fading every day. You're one flood tonight away from losing them forever. One fire away from losing them forever. Heat, humidity, cold. They're being destroyed as we speak. Legacy Box will preserve them for you forever. By hand. That's what Legacy Box does. You put them in a box, send them to Tennessee. They'll hand digitize your stuff and send you your box back. They are running a special now, $9 a tape for your home movies. When they run this special, dive on it, please. Look, get the box now. Fill it when you fill it. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. I love these guys so much. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. It's been Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you want to email the show, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Bronco loves your emails. Jewish producer Chris just broke it to me during the break. Breaking news. I guess I might as well play it.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is bringing back their steak fries. And this is a heavy day for me. And let me just explain. August 18th, Chris? August 18th is what he says. Everybody knows that the fry needs to be small. The thinner the fry, the better the fry. Everybody knows that. If I wanted to order a baked potato, I would have ordered a baked potato. Everyone also knows this. A bucket of fried chicken is about as good as eaten gets. You come home. Granted, Ob doesn't ever participate, but when I walk home with a bucket of fried chicken, the boys and me, we just surround it like a pack of wolves and just start destroying it. Who doesn't love fried chicken? It's freaking amazing. But the fries, the steak fry situation at KFC has been so abysmal for so long, it would send me to Popeyes. I'd go to churches, and that's always dangerous. I would go to other fried chicken places specifically because the KFC fry was unacceptable. Finally, they listened to the people and they switched to normal fries. Apparently, I don't know what happened at corporate. I can't say, but this is crushing. What, Chris? What? It's because I'm not on their board. Why am I not on more restaurant boards? I'm the menu whisperer. Who would be better than Bronco? I'm ready. You know what? And you know what else? I don't need to be paid. All right. You know what? Chris is about to come out of his chair. Let me clarify. Stop. It's going to depend on the workload. I will take some money. Yes, Chris, at least a little bit. Yes, I will take some money. I promise I'll ask for money at some level. Okay, calm down. Either way, I'm willing to sit on these boards for a minimal amount that Chris will look into. I'm willing to sit on these boards. Steak fries. What the? Gosh. This is why everybody needs to be on CHOP. Because you know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Some dude, I guarantee their CEO is a dude, at least in America he should be. I guarantee their CEO is a dude. And some woman showed up and said, we should bring back the steak fries. And the guy, because his T levels are too low, says, well, I'm not really sure, but okay, if you think so, Tina, instead of saying, you're fired, woman, instead, he didn't have the testosterone he needed. Do you have the testosterone you need to resist steak fries? Chalk's male vitality stack will get your T levels jacked through the roof, baby. We're talking a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You're about to feel like a new person, like you're 10 years younger, 20 years younger. Do I need to read you more emails from older gentlemen going into the doctor and the doctor's floored? How are you doing this? Naturally. No needles. Stop that. Go to choq.com/Jesse and get a subscription. Ladies, you're not left out. Female vitality stacks for you. Choq.com/Jesse. Dear Dr. Beaver Butcher, I winced at the idea of a wedding ring tattoo, and it took me a moment to realize why. Like you, I married the woman of my dreams, but the tattoo feels like thumbing my nose at fate. With my luck, she'd get abducted by aliens a week later. I got lucky once. Maybe it's smart not to push it. Yeah, look, there is one thing that is always in the back of my mind. You know about my hair and what's happened to it? It's gone. It's basically gone. The hairline receded so much that now I had to buzz it down. And I never had long hair anyway, not like some dirty hippie like Chris. Ob loves long hair. I know, Chris. I know. It's gutting. She likes it when dudes have long hair. Now, I don't think she actually wants to date any of these dudes. I don't think. At least I hope not. But what if some dude, what if Fabio comes rolling in? Is he still alive? He's probably old by now. I don't know. He was big when I was a kid. What if Fabio comes rolling in? And he's like, hey, what if, and now I have a tattoo on my finger. Now everyone thinks I'm in a biker gang. I don't know what it is. Jesse, I'm a truck driver by trade, currently driving a trash truck. I took your advice and left Colorado. I hate that they ruined that state. Gosh, me too. I love Colorado. And moved to Kentucky about a year and a half ago. One thing I've noticed, if there's two people in the car, a driver and a passenger, I've seen a lot of women are driving and the man is sitting passenger seat. Is this really the feminization of the country? Look, Ob doesn't drive. And this is something she's complained about. She'll complain to everybody about it to this day. Probably in, how long have we been, Chris, how long have we been married? 19 years? I think it's 19 years. Corey, me and Op, 19 years? It's 19. I forgot the anniversary this year, okay? I missed some dates. I think that she has driven me less than five. Well, I know it's less than five times. I was going to say two or three, and it was because I'd had a couple too many beers. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what about long road trips? No. I drive. No. There's one driver, and it's going to be me. She's not going to be doing any driving. It's not happening. I will handle the driving. I'm going to be in control. If it's a long road trip, then I'll stop and do the American thing. I'll get a Mountain Dew or a cup of coffee, and I'll get back in the car and continue to drive. You know why? Because me driving half dead is still safer than letting a woman. That is a fact. And so the man drives in the Kelly household. She's so mad about it, too, because she loves to drive. She's a huge driver. She'll start scoffing and yelling. But by this point in time, she's given up all hope. Let's make fun of Bill Gates for trying to ruin our butter and talk about how evil Democrats are. But first, are Democrats going to learn a lesson when New York City burns? Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, a fantastic Monday. You can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. George Will went on Bill Maurer because they were talking about this Mandani guy. And I'm trying not to dwell too much on it, but I think New York's about to go down. Because he's far ahead in all the polls, this dirty communist running to be mayor of New York City. I'm trying not to dwell too much on it because you know how much I adore that city. I just love me some New York. I love going. I have for years since the first time I went there. My wife does too. We love it. Can't get the smile off our faces. And it's gone down and down and down and down and down with dirtiness and crime and dirtiness and crime to the point that I don't take her as much anymore. And this is before they elect an open prison, abolish private property communist. I think it's going to be really dark there. I do. And that saddens me. I don't celebrate it at all. George Will went on Bill Maher. They talked about it.
The guy running in New York, Mandami, right? Mm. Okay, who's like a straight up communist. I mean, he is. He talks about, you know, the things that communists say. I mean, he wants free grocery stores, free buses.
I want him to win.
You want him to win?
Yeah. I think every 20 years or so.
Wait.
We need. Every 20 years or so, we need a conspicuous, confined experiment with socialism so we can crack it up again. Socialist slogan used to be, workers of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains. The new socialist slogan is, trust us, this time it won't be a mess.
I'm not going to insult George Will. I know what he's saying there, right? I get exactly what he's saying there. Yeah, let's elect him. Everyone can watch New York City burn, and then communism will be on the outs after everybody watches New York City burn. I just want to remind everybody, that may be convincing for some of the normies and things like that. But most people, Democrats do not vote communist because they think it will work. That is what people on the right, that's what normal people, that's what you get wrong. And I've gotten it wrong too. We think, how could they think that would work? That will never work. And when they propose something crazy, you know, tax all the billionaires at 100%, a normal person like you says, well, they're just going to leave and they're going to take all their money and then the place will be worth. You immediately start to explain to your Democrat friends why it won't work. But that is not what communism is, and that is not why people vote Democrat. People don't vote Democrat because they think it will work. They vote for Democrats for revenge. It's about vengeance, the religion of the malcontent. It is about hurting the people they are angry with for whatever reason. And that's why they have so many different groups. They all have different reasons. Some are mad at rich people. Some are mad at whitey. Some are mad at men. Some are mad at straight people. Some are mad at the church. Some are mad at whatever you happen to be mad at. The Democrat Party is your vehicle for vengeance. And you're not going out and punching the ticket for whatever local or national Democrat you have because you think it's going to work. That's not why Democrats vote Democrat. They vote Democrat to hurt people. To hurt the bad people, of course. He's going to win. I hope not, right? But the polls sure look like he's not only going to win, it looks like he's going to win easily. And when he wins, he will burn New York City. In every possible way, he will burn it down. And we will have to sit back and watch the most important city in the world be put to the torch by some young theater kid communist. And we will sit and say to ourselves, look, I'm sure all these Democrats have learned our lesson. I'm sure you'll call the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. You'll call your sister or your coworker or your daughter or your mom, and you'll say, look, look at what happens when you elect these people. I told you it wouldn't work. And you know what you're going to hear at the other end of the line? Not a, well, I guess I was wrong. Turns out you're right, Dad. It doesn't work. They won't give a crap because they vote for vengeance. Communism is the religion of the malcontent. They're not voting for effective. And we think, we lie to ourselves, we've gotten this wrong time and time and time again, that we can logically walk our Democrat friends out of their vengeance mentality. Have you ever known somebody who's gone through a terrible divorce? Or maybe you yourself have gone through a terrible divorce. Sorry if you have. But have you ever known someone that has gone through a terrible divorce and now they have this deep burning hatred of the opposite sex? You know, maybe it's, I hate men, all men are scum. Or maybe it's, women, I hate women, all women are trash. I'm never getting married again without a prenup. That level of bitterness, that deep bitterness, that's how Democrats are. And that is how they vote. You can sit down with your buddy and have a beer with him and try to calmly explain to him that just because his ex-wife ran off with the dog and the kids, that doesn't mean all women are soulless and selfish and evil and there's plenty of fish in the sea. And, oh, look at that dime over there. She's making eyes at you. And you can try to logically explain that. You can sit down with your girlfriend. And you can let her cry on your shoulder. And you can go along with her. Yeah, you're right. He sucks. You deserve so much better. And blah, 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 blah. And we're going to find you a man. My cousin's been looking for someone just like you. And you can logically try to talk her into dating your cousin. And she's going to say no. And it won't make any sense to you at all because you are not full of bitterness in seeking revenge. That's how Democrats vote. You can point out to them till they're blue in the face. Hey, look at the Soviet Union, 50 million dead. Look at China, 50 million dead. Cambodia, they killed 25% of the country. Look at Venezuela sitting on a pot of gold. They're starving to death. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Can't you see? Can't you see? They can see. And that's why they want it. You make the mistake of thinking Democrats look at mass death and want to avoid it. Democrats vote for vengeance. If you don't believe me, which I'm sure you already do, go listen to any speech given by a Democrat. Listen to how they talk. Listen to the different groups they're pandering to at any given moment. And really listen. Listen hard. Listen to what they're promising the people. It all comes out to vengeance. Elect me, and I'll hurt them. You've been wronged by them. Elect me. I'll hurt them for you. I'll steal their stuff. I'll tear their stuff down. You elect me, and I'll get them. Over and over and over again. They say it because that's what the audience wants to hear. People don't vote Democrat because they think it will work. In fact, they vote Democrat because they know it won't. They vote Democrat for vengeance. And that's Bronco telling you that. What, Chris? What, Chris, that's going to be my new nickname, all right? One of them. Yeah, it is. I've decided it's a cool nickname that I stole from someone else, and I'm using it. Anyway, we have another segment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't want to finish on a dark note, so I'm going to do some more emails in a moment. I do want to point out a couple other things here. First of all, a couple different headlines. Trump border wall materials sold by Biden may soon find their way back to the feds, the auctioneer claims. I want to remind you that Joe Biden and Democrats are so inherently evil They took the materials that were there to build a wall to protect our country, and they tried to sell all of them before Donald Trump could take office and build the wall again. That's how committed Democrats are to filling up your country with barbarians. I'll combine that little story with this one. ICE nabs illegal alien accused of child sex crimes after local authorities release him despite a detainer. This is in Rhode Island. They had an illegal in their possession, and because it's a blue state run by communists, they just turned him loose. He could have been anywhere in the country by now. He could have been right next. School starts soon. Could have been right next to your kid's school, waiting to snatch them up. And Democrats did that on purpose. By the grace of God, ICE was sitting right there, waiting for him, snatched him up, and he's going to be gone. On purpose. It's not an accident. The condition of our cities, the murders, the homicide, the murders and homicides are the same thing. The murders, the robberies, the arsons, the everything. It's on purpose. This is a choice. The state of the blue areas in this country is a conscious choice by evil demonic communists who are trying to burn the place down. Remember that. Oh, speaking of evil demonic communists, Bill Gates is trying to invent lab-grown butter to save the planet from climate change. Butter is not bad for you. I'm sorry. I just have to come out and say it. And I know you know me as Bronco, but really it's Jesse Kelly. And I'm not exactly the model of health. I get that. But Bronco's not bad for you. Eggs are not bad for you. These people are a bunch of psychopaths trying to destroy your life and take away everything you love. And I'm sure Bill Gates eats a metric ton of butter all the time. He's just trying to ruin your life. Let's do some emails. Jesse, the latest recent, oh, here you go. Recent California rogue judge blocking ICE from using language and looks to hone in on illegals at Home Depot got me thinking. This tactic is the obvious, or is obvious, whatever. But anyway, it seems that slowly but surely, the need to speak English is not as required, it seems. Even our schools, entire classrooms of non-English speaking kids. Yes, right here in Texas, the red state of Texas, there are schools. The one Chris used to go to, they had to build an entire wing for kids who only spoke Spanish. And this is the problem with treating America like an open sewer. You can immigrate here. It will take a long time. It will be difficult. And you will be forced to assimilate. Forced to assimilate. You don't get to come over here en masse with 100,000 of your buddies and take over a specific part of town and then demand the emergency room have a translator. No. You learn English. Learn that, pass a driving test before you get on the road. You learn to pay for your health care. But we don't do that because we treat immigration to America like a right that everybody has. And the speaking of English thing, you know what was crazy? And I mean, I should have remembered because I grew up there, but you know, I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. When I went up to see my mom, I spent a month in Montana a little while ago this summer. Went up to see my mom, spent a month up there. Everybody speaks English. Everybody. Even when you go to McDonald's, they speak English perfectly well. And it was not only a culture shock to me, it was a culture shock to my kids who commented on it first. Dad, everyone speaks English here. That should be everywhere in the country. Everywhere. But we don't do it. And we don't, by the way, we don't demand, you hear me talk about this with Pure Talk all the time. We don't demand employers do it either. Hire Americans. I really treasure that, not to get off on a side note here. I really treasure that about Pure Talk, that they hire Americans. Because listen, their customer service is by phone. I just had to deal with them because I was getting a brand new phone. My charging thing went bad. I was getting a brand new phone. It's honestly, it's borderline bizarre to speak to Pure Talk because it's an American on the other end of the line who's friendly and can understand you and you can understand them. I like that this is a thing, that it's becoming a thing, and I really respect companies like Pure Talk who do that. And, hey, save me money, and I get to talk to an American. By the way, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Patronize the companies who hire Americans. Prioritize American. All right, let's do some emails. Dr. J, where does chicken fried steak fall on your breakfast food hierarchy? I like it. Okay, I like it. In my opinion, it really, really depends on the gravy. A lot of places who serve up chicken fried steak, they throw just the standard white, kind of flavorless gravy on there. You walk in the right place, like there's this place in Three Forks, Montana. You're never going to go, don't worry, but if you ever do, there's this little place there called the Iron Horse Cafe. They have the best biscuits and gravy I've ever eaten in my life. It's about the gravy. Chicken fried steak's about the gravy. Good, give me a good jalapeno gravy or a good sausage gravy. The gravy is what makes it. Now, if you get a good chicken fried steak with good gravy on there, throw a couple over-easy eggs on it with some hot sauce. That's as good as eating gets. But chicken fried steak, biscuits and gravy, it's not about the biscuit. It's not about the chicken fried steak. It's about the gravy.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we...
hold on. What did you just say to me, Chris? Chicken fried steak for breakfast? You're asking that? You've never had chicken fried steak for breakfast, buddy? Have you never been to a diner in your entire life? Chicken fried steak is, I'm almost positive it's kosher. You've never had chicken fried steak for breakfast? Oh my gosh, I have so much to teach you. Bronco will teach you, Chris.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
North Korea removing border loudspeakers, according to the Seoul military. That's probably a blessing. They were probably playing that awful Korean music. Trump proposes sending homeless far from the capital as part of the beautification push. Reminder, it's not just crime. Your city being full of homeless people is a choice, too. A choice you do not have to accept. That is a choice. U.S. judge denies the government request to release the Maxwell transcripts. Why would a Democrat judge be trying to protect the Ghislaine Maxwell transcripts? That's interesting. New Jersey Assembly GOP members do the math on illegal cost per New Jersey family. Yeah, I'll go ahead and spoil it for you. It's a lot. Illegals make you poorer. Remember that. Also remember this. Bronco will be back tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.